From the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi, I'm Lexi Cartwright, and this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Friday, the 2nd of April. Well, Queensland has pulled off a phenomenal feat, recording zero cases of community transmission today. The state did record one historical case of COVID-19, which health experts believe is the missing link from the first cluster. The historical case, which was a nurse from the Princess Alexandra Hospital, became infectious on March 10 after treating a returned UK traveller. Brisbane residents were set free just in time for the Easter long weekend after a snap three-day lockdown was lifted yesterday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has praised Australia's great spirit alongside his wife Jenny for his annual Easter message. The PM said it was a relief to see people were able to come together for the long weekend this year, while also sparing a thought for those who were impacted by the recent floods.
And I particularly want to thank Australians for the great spirit that they've shown one to each other. And we're especially mindful this Easter of those Australians who've been so devastated by these recent floods.
Two other news, a man has mysteriously been found dead inside a home in Melbourne's east. Victorian police were called to the property in Boronia about 4 a.m. where they discovered the dead body inside. Homicide detectives have since attended the crime scene with the cause of death yet to be determined. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Alrighty, to entertainment, and Cameron Diaz has opened up about why she retired from acting. The Hollywood star hasn't appeared in a movie or TV project since 2014 before giving birth to her first child, daughter Radix, with husband Benji Madden 2 years ago. And it seems taking care of her family is all she's got energy for right now. Good on her. Finishing with sport, and Ash Barty is through to the final of the Miami Open after beating Elena Svitolina today. Barty beat the Ukrainian player 6-3, 6-3. She'll face the winner of the semi-final match between Bianca Andreescu and Maria Sakkari. Barty's victory also cements her number one ranking, at least through to the French Open, which kicks off on May 17. And just a reminder, if you want $1,000, all you have to do is play our daily news quiz at news.com.au/quiz, and the cash could be yours. That's it from the newsroom. We'll be back over the weekend.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today, or wherever you get your podcasts.